Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bamasiya Daf Chav Beis. We are holding on Daf Chav Aleph from Beis. We are at Toshima, second to last line of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'iloi Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom and Hashem Shevin Aliyah, also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should all return home safely, and also by Rabbi Bruckheimer, in loving memory of his wife, Hindel Basel Yaakov HaKohen, Zechron Levracha, and Hashem Shevin Aliyah, and in honor of his real Bar Mitzvah anniversary, which is Adar Sheni. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. First thing we're going to do today, and the bulk of the daf, is going to be the continuation of the sugya of Yehu Shalomidas that we learned yesterday in Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, whether Yehu Shalomidas is Yehush or not. And so far we brought seven rayas, whether it is or is not Yehush. So we're going to bring rayas numbers 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. So the first raya that we're going to bring, raya number 8, is going to be about when the Yardane transports items from one person's property to another, and raya number 9 is going to be when a river sweeps away building materials from one property to another. Raya number 10 is going to be about truma that's taken shalomidas balabayis, and then raya number 11 is going to be about hechsher lekabel tuma. So we're really taking a tour through shas and learning about a lot of different interesting topics, and then maybe that's why we start with Eila Metzias, and for these you get a big picture of you have a sugya that takes you on so many different topics through shas. So it gives you a good background in a lot of things. When else are kids going to learn about Hechsher LeKabel Tumah? And raya number 12 is the final raya, and that raya is going to bring us back to a basic raya about an aveda. A lot of these rayas are just about things where there's a giloy das afterwards that's what I would have meant, but it doesn't really relate to yeush per se. And then the last raya brings us back to the primary topic, and it's going to be a final proof, and it's going to lead the Gemara to an actual psak halacha. And then midway through Amud Beis, we're then going to transition out of the sugya of Yehu Shalomidas, and the Gemara is going to have a further machlokas Abaye and Rava about the effectiveness of a simen that can be trampled upon. And the Gemara is going to have a couple of rayas in that machlokas. We're going to have two rayas in today's daf, another raya in tomorrow's daf, about the effectiveness of a simen that can be trampled upon. So let's begin two lines from the bottom of the page on daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Tashima, raya number 8 in the sugya of Yehu Shalomidas. Haganav shenatal mizav nasal nazeh. If a ganav steals something secretly and he gives it to someone else, v'chein gazlan, or a gazlan who steals something out in the open, shenatal mizav nasal nazeh, that takes from one person and gives to another person, v'chein yardain, and also an act of nature like the yardain, shenatal mizav nasal nazeh, that sweeps away someone's items and sweeps it away into someone else's field, mashenatal natal, mashenasal nasan. The person who received it is now the rightful owner of it. He has no mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, because the assumption is that the Bailim were Miyayesh. So once there's Yayush, the person who got it landing in his field, or the Ganav or the Gazlan dumped it in his property or gave it to him, he's allowed to keep it. Why Dafka are we mentioning Yardain? So Rashi says, Lav Dafka, it's just a must be. The town of this price, so live near the Yardain. So the natural example that he would use would be Yardain. It is interesting that the Yerushalmi Maseches Chala has such a tradition of this din, that Yardain Shenatal Mizeh V'Nasal Lazeh, and explains that it's not about Aveda at all. It's really about Kedushas Haaretz, that the Yardain is the border between Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Ha'amim. So if the Yardain takes clods of earth from Eretz Ha'amim and dumps it in Eretz Yisrael, Masha Nasa Nasan means that earth now has Kedushas Haaretz. And if it takes clods of earth from Eretz Yisrael and dumps it in Eretz Ha'amim, Masha Natal Natal, and that earth now has a din of Eretz Ha'amim. Sometimes people want to bring back dirt of Eretz Yisrael because they want to bring back dirt of Kedusha. We even have a minhag that they throw in some dirt of Eretz Yisrael by a kvura sometimes, so a person could be buried even though they're being buried in with the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. That Yerushalmi says doesn't work. Once it leaves Eretz Yisrael, it's not Eretz Yisrael anymore. The Ramban and the Rashba write that from the Gemara Maseches Becharos, it's mashma like the Yerushalmi, because whenever it says Yardain, it always means Dafka the Yardain, and not just some other body of land. But Anyway, we're going to go with Rashi, and we're going to go with the simple reading of our Gemara, that it's lav dafka yardein, that it just talks about that something is moved from one person's property to another, and the reason you're allowed to keep it is because the bailum was a miyaesh. So bishlam, a gazlan, the yardein, I understand both in the case of a gazlan, who openly took something from other people, and the yardein as well, the kachazilu miyaesh. You see it being swept away, you see it being taken out of your possession, and therefore you actually have yiyush. Elogan, ganam mi kachazilu. But a ganav is someone who steals something secretly. So it could be that the bailam has no idea that it was stolen from him. So how can we say that there's yeyush? It must be that we're assuming that had he known, or as soon as he finds out, he will be miyayish, and that's yeyush shalomidas. So you see, the yeyush shalomidas is yeyush, and that's a kasha on abaye. So answer gemara, tir gemara papa, belista mezuyah. No, over here, ganav doesn't mean someone who steals something totally secretly. It means a lista mezuyah, an armed bandit, meaning he's hiding out till the last moment, and then he finds his victim, he identifies his victim, he jumps out of the bushes with a gun in his hand, and he takes things from his victim. Say, Ihachi Hainu Gazlan. That sounds an awful lot like a Gazlan if he's a list of Mazian. So says Marno, Trey Gavni Gazlan. There are two types of Gazlan. There's someone that hides from other people, and he just finds his victim, and he attacks his victim with a weapon. And then there are those that don't hide from anybody. They're just out in the open. They just Gazlan from other people. So when we're quoting over here from this Brisa, we're quoting about a, when we say Gazlan, we mean a Gazlan who steals in the open. And when we say Ganav, we mean a list of Mazian who steals kind of in the open. Okay, so now the Gemara moves on to Raya number 9 from a Braisa, another Kasha from a Braisa. Tashema, we have a Braisa. Shatav nar korav etzav avonav nusana b'toch stechavero. If a river sweeps up someone's building materials, beams and things like that, and stones, and dumps them in someone else's field, harei l'shalo, the person whose field they landed in gets to keep them. Because you can assume that the Bailum was aware that it was taken away from them, and they had yeyush. So the Gemara's medayik, oh, because they actually had yeyush. Time of the nisyashua bailim hastamalo. It sounds like the only reason you're allowed to keep them is because you can work with the assumption that there was actual yeyush. But if it was stama, where they didn't necessarily have yeyush yet because they wouldn't be aware of it yet, then it would not be we would not assume yeyush. So you see that yeyush lomidas is not considered yeyush. Akasha on Rava. So says Marach. No, that which we're medayik, that is stam aveda, where people don't know about it, is talking about an aveda where you're able to save it. And that's what the Brisa is saying, that if the bailum were not nisyayish from it, the zocha, the person who received it, wouldn't be able to keep it. And Rava's moda that yeyush shalomidas doesn't work in such a case. Ihachi, if that's the case, that it's we're talking about a situation where you're able to save it, and then the guy who finds it has to return it, say, ema say, why then does the Sefer of the Brisa say that if you see the Bailim chasing after them to try to save them, to try to save his building materials, so Chayiv, then the person whose property they ended up in, does need to return it because you see the original owner is still chasing after it? Well, if it's the kind of thing he's going to be able to save, why does he also need to physically be running after it? Even if he's not physically running after it, that could be because he knows that it's biyadol hatzil. So he'll run after it later. He'll come for it tomorrow. So the bottom line is, he's not miyayish. Why is it that the Sefer says, no, only if he's chasing it, only then do you have to return it? So it says, now the case is, he's able to save it, but only if he acts right now. If he starts chasing and starts running immediately. And therefore, Miradfin, if he actually does that and he realizes, if I act now, I can still save it. And you see, he's acting now. He's running. He's chasing. So then you see, lo yayush, you know that he didn't have yayush. But ain't Miradfin, but if he's just leaves it alone and he doesn't run after it, then you know that obviously he did have a sense of yayush. And that's why the person who ends up with it is allowed to keep it. Raya number 10. So now we go beyond a typical Aveda, Tashema, meaning beyond even the sugyas of of Aveda and Yeush. Now we're going to talk about, we're going to bring Raya's to Yeush Lamidas from other things that there's a Giloy Das later on that had I known originally, you know, that's what my mindset would have been. Not necessarily about Yeush, but we use it as a proof in the Sugya of Yeush because it's about the same idea of a Giloy Das later on. So Tashima, we bring a Raya. Ketzad Amru HaTorim Shlomidas Chumas Chuma. What would be an example where a person is Torim without the Das of the Baal Bais? You mafresh Chuma from someone's produce without his Das, and that Chuma is going to work. So Reishayar L'toch Stei Chaveru. Someone goes into another person's property. Velikate. And he starts taking from the Peros. Vitaram. He takes enough Peros that would work as Chuma, and he's mafresh Chuma Shelo Bereshus without any permission from the Baal Asada. So Im Choshish Mishum Gezel, if you see that the Baal Asada is not happy about this and he thinks that you're doing a Maisa Gzela by taking Truma for him, then ain't Truma So Truma. Then that Truma that you were mafresh is invalid. But V'im Lav Truma So Truma, if you see that the Baal Asada does not view this as a Maisa Gezel and he seems to be perfectly okay with the fact that you're taking Truma for him even though he didn't ask you to do so, well then it's a valid Truma. Uminainu Yodeim Choshish Mishum Gezel Im Lav. I'm not a mind reader. How am I supposed to know whether the Baal Asada views me as a gazlan when I'm taking truma or not? So very simple, says the Braisa. Hare Shaba Baal Abayis Mutza'u. Let's say you're caught in the act. Your middle being mafresh truma for him from his produce, and he sees you. Va'amelo kalach etzel yafos, and he says to you, you should be taking from the better fruits. Why are you taking from the average fruits? Take from the best of the fruits. So im nimtzu yafos mehen shumasa truma. If there actually are better fruits, then you know that he is supportive of this endeavor, and the truma is actually truma. But v'im lav, if there aren't better fruits, ain't truma so truma. Then that's something we call sarcasm, right? If there are no better fruits, and he says, oh, if I had gold, would you be giving that too? If I had diamonds, would you be giving that too? Meaning, what are you doing? You're taking away my stuff. So that's a sarcastic comment when he says, kol chaytzel yafos, you know that he's machzik, that he considers you to be a gazlan. So that's how you're able to tell. So the Bryce is giving advice on how to detect sarcasm. So the Braisa brings another example where you can tell that the Bailim doesn't mind and that he's perfectly happy with you being mafresh his truma. Liktu abailim vosifu alehen. Let's say the Bailim joins you and he starts adding to the truma. So ben kach truma so truma. Then whether there are better payros or there aren't better payros, then the truma is going to be valid. Why is he joining you in this endeavor if it's not something that he would approve of? The Meiri raises a question. What do you mean that he's Mosif Alehen? It's not the way Truma works. If someone is Mafresh Truma, that's it. That's the Truma. If you then go back and try to add more Truma, it doesn't work. You can only be Mafresh Truma once. It's a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos that someone who's Torem and Tzalu Biyado Echon Mishishim, that you take even the Ayin Ra'ah, the most stingy shear of Truma, which is 1/60th. So Truma, so Truma. And then if you go back to try to be Mosif on it, it's just Tevel. It's not, meaning it's not going to be Truma at all. Whatever your Mosif doesn't have a shame Truma. So the Meiri suggests when it says over here, Truma so Truma, it means the Shliach's Truma is Truma. The first guy's Truma is Truma, not the Baal Abayis. Meaning just the fact that the Baal Abayis is trying to be Mosif is enough of a voice of approval of the actions of the Shliach. Even though, you know, Chinami, the Baal Abayis is Namaret. What he's trying to be Mosif is not actually going to be Mosif anything. It's not actually going to work at all. That's how the Meiri understands. So anyway, we still haven't said what the Raya is. How do we see from here that Yeish Shlomidas is Yeish? So it says more of Chinimtzu Yafos Mehen Chumasu Chuma Amai. Why is it that if you happen to find better produce, that the Chuma is actually going to be a valid Chuma? Be'inna detarim halo aviyada. After all, at the time that you were taking this Chuma, the Bailim didn't even know about it. It's only after the Afrasha he was Megaladas that he was maskim. It was after that frosh. He says, you know what? Good job. You know, you should have even taken from better produce. So you see that it's a Giloy Das that he says at the end is going to work l'mafreya already going back to the Shas HaFrasha. So if we could say that about a Giloy Das for taking Truma, Mistama, we could say the same thing about a Giloy Das of Yeush, that even though the guy doesn't have Yeush immediately, but if afterwards he's going to have Yeush, we can push that back, l'mafreya to when the aveda was initially found. So therefore, that's the raya to yeish l'midas that it is yeish. Answering Gemara, Tir Gemara Rava libdabaye deshav yeshliach. That Rava explains the brisa so that it shouldn't be a kasha on abaye. That the case is we're not talking about in the brisa where the guy did it on his own to be mafresh shuma that belongs to someone else. The baile made him a shliach to be mafresh those payros, and in that case, abaye is going to be moda that we're so mech on a giloy das. Yeah, a giloy das at the end works if he initially made you a shliach, but in the case of a yeyush, there's no shlichus, there's no relationship, it's just stam a giloy das. So that's how Rava defends the opinion of Abaye, right? It's fascinating that in the sugi of yeyush l'midas, which is one of the Yalkigam, it's the first of the Yalkigam, it's the yud of the Yalkigam, where we pass like Abaye, and we have 12 rayas, and we go back and forth, so it seems like it's an all-out, you know, they pull out all the stops. The only reason Abaye wasn't schlugged up earlier in the sugi was because Rava had defended Abaye earlier in the sugi. Rava was the one that was Tirgama Rava, Alibada Abaye. So Rava, you know, ultimately kept Abaye alive for another couple of rayas. And then ultimately Abaye is the one who we paskin like, because there's going to be a raya against Rava that we're not going to have an answer for. So the Gemara first says, but wait, Rava's suggestion to defend Abaye is not Stama's suggestion. It's something that seems to be pretty muchach. It's something that is most mistaver, hachinami mistavra, that it must be that we're talking about that the fellow made him a shliach. If you think that this case of Truma is talking about a case where he did not make him a shliach, miyavi Truma so Truma, would the Truma even work if he didn't make you a shliach? Vaha atem gam atem amarachmana, the whole source that shlichus works from Truma is from the pasuk Kain Tarimu Gam Atem Truma Sashem, which is really about Truma's Maaser, but it's the same idea that it says Gam Atem. So we darshan Atem Gam Atem. The extra Gam is the Rabbo Shluchachem, that you could have a Shliach take Truma for you. So from the Riboy of Gam Atem, you see that a Shliach is just like you, that having a Shliach do it is the same as having you do it. And therefore, Ma Atem Ledaitchem, just like when you do it, you are aware of what you are doing. So too, the only way it works to have a shliach be mafresh truma for you is when he's doing it ledas balabayis, which means you made him a shliach. So it can't be that the Bryce is talking about where he went and he did it on his own, because that's not ledaitchem. And the only way it works is ledaitchem. So it must be that you made the guy a shliach. He said, go take truma for me. Velo amalei trom mehani, but you didn't say which payros to take from. Vistame de balabais, and from the balabais' instructions, the shliach understood kitarim ibenin nesutarim, that meaning one would have understood that he meant to take from the ibenin, is from regular produce. Ba'azalihu vitarim yafos, but the shliach decided to go and take from the very best produce. Ba'balabais mitzo, and the balabais found him. Amalei kolachetzal yafos, you should take from the best, from the very best. So imnimtzu yafos man shumasu shuma. If there is idis to idis, if there happens to be an even better produce that the shliach is not taking from, then you could assume that the truma is valid and the balabais is serious. But v'imlav ain't truma so truma. But if there is no better produce than what the shliach is already taking, then the balabais' comment is presumed to be sarcastic, that he really wanted you to take from the beninus, and here you are taking from his very best, and therefore it is not a fulfillment of the shlichus, and the truma is not valid. Tosfos raises the question. The Gemara in the end of Ksubas and Daf Tzadi Tes says that even though minastam a bal habayis is mafresh echon michamishim and ayin beninus, right? When we know that on a Torah level, the shear of truma, there is no shear of truma. Chita achas poteres es kol akri, that a single stalk of wheat will work for truma no matter how big your silo of grain is. But there are certain shiurim that are within the proper range, right? So echad michamishim is average, echad me'arba'im is generous, echad mishishim is somewhat stingy. So the Gemara in Ksuba says that even though min astam, we assume most people are average, they'd want to give 2%, but if the shliach is mafresh echad me'arba'im or echad mishishim, truma su truma, because he could say, that's how I assessed, but I thought the balabais was a little more stingy, I thought the balabais was a little more generous. So over here also asks Tosos, why can't the shliach say that I thought the balabais was a little more? He never told me which kind of produce. He just said, be mafresh truma. So I thought he'd want to give minayafos. Why is that any different than a shliach who goes and takes 1/40th when he wasn't given a number, when he wasn't told exactly what percentage to take, where he could say, I thought he was being a little more generous. Why should this be any different? So Tosos suggests that over there, it's based on a particular shear that the chachamim were koveya. So when you say, I thought he was a little more generous, lefi one of the shiurim that the chachamim were koveya, that's within a certain range that the shliach is allowed to say, that's what I assumed, and the truma is still going to be valid. But when you stop, just go to his best stuff, there's no shir chachamim to give from the best stuff, so that if the balabayas was not interested in that, then the truma would not be valid. There is a gemara in Maseches Nedarim where the gemara is not sure if someone is tore miperu shalo al shel chavero, do you need das bailim for that? Meaning, if let's say I'm not taking truma for him from his stuff, I'm being mafresh truma for him from my stuff, do I need das bailim? It's not costing him anything. I'm using my produce to be mafresh truma for him. So the Rashba asks the Kasha, but what do you mean? It's a gzeres hakasav. Meaning, this is not about what presumptions can you make. Our Gemara just said, forget about what you normally assume. Yeah, Shlomi Das, do I assume there's Gilei Das? And he would have, and it doesn't matter what he would have. You need L'daitchem over here. So how could the Gemara be Masupuk about me being Mafrish from my produce to cover his Truma? It's not L'daitchem. So the Rashba answers that it's only when you're Torah Mishal Chavero, Al Shal Chavero, that you actually need Das. By them. But when you're Torah Mishalo al Shal Chavero, you don't need Shlichus. It's all Talui if it's considered a Zuchus to the Bailim and Zachem Adam Shalo Bifanav, or is it considered to be a Chov and Ein Chavin Ella Bifanav? Meaning the idea is it might be considered a Chov because I'm taking away from him the opportunity for the mitzvah, or it's a Zuchus because monetarily it's a Zuchus for him. He ends up not losing anything. So the Ketzos explains the reason for the Chilik is that we don't say Zachem unless you zocha in something for him. But when you're mafresh mishal chavero al shal chavero, you're not being zocha something for him, lehepich, you're taking from him for the kohen, and that's going to require das bailim. But when you're torah mishalo, then you're mezaka the bailim, and therefore it's maybe you don't need das bailim in such a case. Meaning, if I'm torah from his stuff, so then of course I'm going to need das bailim, because you can't say zachin, because that would be what the Ketzos terms Zachin Mei Adam and not Zachin Le Adam. It's a top five famous Ketzos, but Zachin Mei Adam versus Zachin Le Adam. If I'm Zachin Le Adam, that's pure Zachiyah. And that I don't need L'daitchem. But if I'm Zachin Mei Adam, I'm taking from his stuff to be Mafra Shuma, well then I'm going to need L'daitchem. So the Gemara brings a Maisa relating to Gilui Das of a Shliach. Amir Marzuch Rav Ashi Yikul Bastana Demar Bar Isak. They were in the orchard of Mari Bar Isak, and the Murray was not around at the time. So the sharecropper was there, and he wanted to be a good host. So he figured, okay, the balabai is not here. Let me feed the guests. So he took out some dates and some pomegranates, v'shadda kamayu, and he threw it in front of them. I don't know, shadda must mean he placed it nicely. He served it. So he provided them with these fruits. Amem Ravashi achli, Amem Ravashi ate from them. Marzutra lo achl. Marzutra would not eat from it because the owner wasn't there. How do I know that he's happy serving these fruits? Adahachi, also Mari Barisak. In the meantime, Mari Barisak came home, Ashkechinu, and he saw what was going on. Vamele Larise, and he said to his sharecropper, Amailo Isis Larabanamana Shapirta, why didn't you give them even the better fruits? So Amle, so Amem Ravashi, the Marzutra, so Amem Ravashi said to Marzutra, Hashta Amailo Achumar, now that you know that the Balabai is okay with it and even wanted to give us the better fruits, why aren't you eating now? Vatanya, didn't we learn in the Brisa that if the Balabai says to the Shliach, that if there are in fact better fruits, then the truma is a good truma because he's megala das, that's what he really wanted. So here also, there actually are better fruits. So he's megala das amalahu. So Marzutra said, "Hachi amarava lo amru kol chetz liyafos elin truma bilvad." That whole idea of kol chetz liyafos is only when it comes to truma. Mishum de mitzvahu v'nichalei, because the afrash is a mitzvah and the peros are omed lekach. The peros are meant for that purpose. Aval hacha, but over here where there's no mitzvah to give from your peros to visiting rabbis, Mishum Ksifusa Udamar Hachi. The only reason he said this is because he's embarrassed not to say it. So even though there's a mitzvah to be Mechabe Tamir Cham also, but that's not a mitzvah on the payros. Meaning when it comes to Truma, these payros were earmarked for a particular mitzvah called Truma. But when it comes to being Mechabe Tamir Cham, it's a nice thing to do and it's a mitzvah of some sort, but it's not something that that you could say that these payros are earmarked for that purpose. Chachmas Menach in the back of the Gemara says, ooh, you see from this Gemara that you're not allowed to be Mekabel Matana from someone who's only giving it Mishum Ksifusa. That if someone is only giving it because they're embarrassed and they feel that the social circumstances dictate that they should be giving you this Matana, you have to say no thank you. You have to turn down the Matana. And it's Yeshba Mishum Gezel, and that's where we apply the principle Sone Matana Sichya. Meaning, why Sone Matana Sichya? A lot of times people are very happy to give gifts, but a lot of times they're not. And if they're not, then Sone Matanos Yichya. So says the Chachmas Menoach. Raya number 11. So this raya is from the sugi of Hechshel Lekabel Tuma. We know that in order for food to become Tamei, it first needs to be Hechshel Lekabel Tuma by coming into contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim. But it's not enough that it comes into contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim. It has to be that it comes into the Mashkim and only Machshu the food to be Mekabel Tuma if it's Beratzon Habaylim, that the owner of the food wants the one of those Zayin Mashkim to be on the food. So says the Gemara Tashma, we have a raya from a brisa. Someone puts peros on his roof, and then dew falls on the peros. Odeo atalalein, if while the peros are still wet from the dew, samach he's happy about it. Hareza b'chiyutan, good. So then it's uchshal lekabel tuma because it's. He was happy, and it's one of the Zayin Mashkim of Yad Shachatam. The test of Yad Shachatam is Tal, so it's one of the Zayin Mashkim. Nigvu, if the peros dried up and there is no longer any Tal on them, so Afal Pisha Samach, even though he's happy about the fact that there was Tal on them, Ein B'chiyutan. That doesn't help retroactively. They're not going to be Huchshar Lekabel Tuma. So time am I. What's the reason when he's happy about it after it dries up that it doesn't help Lemafreya to consider it to be something that he was happy about me? Isn't it because we do not look at things that way? We don't retroactively take his happiness now and apply it back to when it was originally wet. So you see, similarly, when it comes to Yeish, if it was Yeish Lomidas, right now there is no Yeish because he doesn't know to be Miyaish, even though later on, when he finds out about it, there will be Yeish. Apparently, you cannot take a mindset that will be there later on and apply it retroactively. So this is a Raya against Rava. So says Gemara, Shaini Hasam, no, in that case, it's different. By Hakshal Kabel Tuma, Dichsiv Ki Yitain, Ad sheyitain. It says kiyitain. I mean, even though it's pronounced kiyutan, the spelling is kiyitain, which implies that the bialim actually has to put it there midaito, that it can't be something that lands there on its own. Ihachi reishanami. Well, if that's the case, when tal comes, he never put it there midaito. When he's happy, when the tal is still on it, how come that's considered hechsher? He didn't put the tal there. God did that. So says Mara Hasam Kedarav Papa. Yeah, that's good enough because of based on what Rav Papa taught us. To Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked Istira, Ksiv Kiyitain. The spelling in the pasuk is Kiyitain without a vav, which makes it sound like the Bailim himself is wetting the produce. Vikarinon Kiyutan, but the pronunciation is Kiyutan, which sounds like it was placed there on its own. Haketzad, so what's the case? Beinan, meaning what's the case where Hechsher is going to work? Beinan Kiyutan Dumya Dechiyitain. The Bailim doesn't actually need to be the one that places it there, but when it happens on its own, it's got to be similar to a circumstance of where he would have placed it there. In that, ma yitim l'das, just like anything he actively does, is obviously something he tried to do, he wanted to do, af kiyuta nami l'das. Even when it happens on its own, as long as he is approving of it, that his das is there at that time, that's when it's going to be hukshar l'kabel tuma. So essentially we're saying, you cannot bring a raya from the sugya of hechshel l'kabel tuma, where there's a specific zeres hakosuv that you need the das at the moment to shalom das, where there is no specific zeres hakosuv that you need the yeush at that very moment. Even on the original raya, the shittim gvetzes quotes one of the rishonim that l'chora rava is moda by a davar sheish bo simen, that since min astam it's not omid the yeush that you need das bailim in order to be matirit. So if and being megala das afterwards that he was miyay Aish doesn't help. Remember at the very beginning of the sugya, we said, yeah, there's machlok sabai and rav by yesh lomidas, but there are certain circumstances where even rav is going to be moda, there are certain circumstances where even abai is going to be moda. So the case where rav was moda was something that had a simin, so we don't just assume that the guy is going to be miyash, and even if lebasof he is miyash, we don't carry that yeush backwards. So over here also, these peros minastam are not omed to be, to have hefshul kabel tuma so soon. And since the Torah requires das bailim in order to be machshir, how does it help the fact that he's happy about it at the end? So he suggests, Shidim Gatz suggests, well, you put him on a roof. If you put him on a roof, then you knew that the towel comes down every morning. There's no stopping it. So that's considered that it's omed, that it's going to be, that you were happy about the hechsher. It's omed to be merutza, that the bailim would be happy about the hechsher. So it's similar to a davar she'ein bo simin, that's omed liyeyush. So the fact that you were happy about it afterwards can retroactively be applied, if not for the fact that it's a special gzeres hakasuv over there. Okay, so now we move on to the final raya in the sugya of Yeyush Lomidas. Tashma Adam Rabbi Yochum Yishum Rabbi Yishmael Ben Yotzadak. Minayin Aveda Sheshtofa Nohar Shimuteres. How do I know that if an Aveda was swept away by a river, that whoever finds it is allowed to keep it, even though it has a simen? Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, by Hashem Aveda V'chein Tasa L'chamaro, V'chein Tasa L'sim L'sov, V'chein Tasa L'chal Aveda Sechicha Asher Tovad Mimenu U'matzasa. So from the word Mimenu, we darshin, Misha Avuda Emenu Mutsuy Etzel Kal Adam. That if it's lost from its owner, but it would be found by other people, so yatzazu, as opposed to shavudim menu veinu mutziyasal kaladim, as opposed to something that no one would ever be able to find because there's no one that's able to save it from the river. So yeah, we'll land up somewhere, but there's no one that would have confidence that they would be able to find it, and therefore, even if eventually you do find it, there's not going to be a chiv of hashavas aveda. Meaning, the mitzvah of hashavas aveda is limited to circumstances where it's only an aveda to the bailim, but it's not an aveda to the rest of the world. But something that's an aveda to the rest of the world, there's no mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. So the Gemara says, V'isura d'myata ha-teira, that since an Aveda that's matzui to the rest of the world, that you're not allowed to take it for yourself, and an Aveda that's an Aveda for everybody, you're allowed to take it for yourself. Both of those halachas are derived from the same pasuk, right? The isur of keeping an Aveda for yourself and the heter of when you are allowed to keep it for yourself are both derived from the same pasuk. So we darshin ma-ha-teira, just like in the case where you're allowed to keep it for yourself, that it's avuda mikol adam, it's bein dis pasimin bein deles pasimin, it doesn't matter whether it has a simin or not, shara, it's mutter. Af isura, so too the example where you're not allowed to take it for yourself is bein dis pasimin bein deles pasimin asura, it's going to be asura whether there's a simin or not, meaning even if there's no simin, and if, therefore as soon as the bailim finds out about the aveda, he will be miyayesh, but if he hasn't yet found out and he wasn't miyayesh, you're not allowed to keep it for yourself. The isser to keep it for yourself is even if less basimin, there is no simin. So tiyufta de rava, tiyufta. This is a tiyufta on rava without any tshuva, and therefore vilksa kavasei da abaye biyal kigam. We pass like abaye in the yal kigam, and this is the first of the yal kigam. This is yeyush shalomidas. So the Gemara says, just wrapping up the sugya of yeyush shalomidas. Amale ravach bred rava ravashi vichmiachad diyutos of rava hani tamri dizika. So we just ask halacha lemaisa. You know, the common practice is that when dates are blown off of a tree, people eat them all the time. But if we don't paskin like Rava, the bailim were not miyayish on them because it's marei mochiach aleim. They have a particular look to them that you know what tree they came from. So the bailim don't have yayish on them. So how is it that we're allowed to eat from them? Rashi is bothered by the kasha. All the rishonim are bothered by the kasha that the Gemara says, oh, once we reject Rava, I'm bothered by this. Sounds like according to Rava, the Tamarim are going to be fine. But we learned on that Rava's moda by anything that's chazus u'mochiach alav, that it belongs to the Bailim and it's not omed l'siyayish mimeda, that wouldn't even be an example of yayish lomidas. So of course even Rava would be moda that this is a problem. So what kind of question? Well, you know, the formulation is very strange. It's a great question, but it's not just a question on
Rava, it's a question on everybody. Rava wouldn't be happy about this either. So Rashi suggests, yeah, that Rav Acha is saying that once Rava is rejected, just to be mechazik the kasha, that even on something that has no simen, you can't be somech on something that's mesiyah yishlu b'sof. So kolshkein, these tamarim that do have a simen, you can't be somech on a yeush that you hope might one day come. That yeush is not omeh to come when there's a simen. But really, in a chinami, it's a kasha both on Rava and on Abaye, or it's a kasha on the behavior of people. Why are we eating these dates? So Amalei, so he explained, even though they may have a simen, but there are all sorts of little creatures that come and eat these fruits, so therefore as soon as they fall off the tree, people have yeush from them. Okay, but what if you have there's a chashash that these peiros come from trees that are owned by yesomim ketanim that do not have enough das to affect Yeush, so then there should be no heter to eat these peros. So why are we eating these peros? Maybe they fell off trees that belong to Yisomim. You don't have to assume that things come from peros of Yisomim. You follow the rove. Most of the time, Yisomim are not the ones that own the... It's even a strange havamina. Why would you make... what percentage of land is owned by Yisomim? I guess back then, people died very young. You know, it's much more common for people to die young and for Yisomim to own property. Anyway, muchsak va'omid mai. What if you know it belongs to Yisomim? Or karacht mai? Or if you have palm trees that are surrounded by a fence where there's no shkatzim or muslim that can get in. So there is no automatic yeush that you assume that the shkatzim or muslim are going to get to it. So I'm like, asirin. So yeah, in a chanami, in those cases, we shouldn't eat those dates. The only heter to eat the dates is because you assume that there is a yeush. Okay, that concludes the sugya of yeush lomidas. Then the Mishnah went on to say, that if you find krichos in Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to keep those, even though the way the bundle is tied might be a simen. So Amar Rabba comments, the Mishnah is talking about even if there's a simen in the krichos, we still say you're allowed to keep it. Why? Well, there's a simen. Alma kasav Rabba simen asuli daris laavi simen. It must be that Rabba holds that if it's the kind of thing people will trample on and therefore easily ruin the simen, that's not considered a valid simen. That's mechayev the finder in Hashavas Aveda, because the Bailam assumes minastam they'll be trampled all over. Rava Amar, Rava disagrees with Rabba, and he says lo shano b'dav she'em bo simen, that when we say you're allowed to keep these krichos, that's only if there's no simen. Al b'dav she'esh bo simen chayev lahachris. If there is a simen, you have a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Al muksav Rava simen asu l'daris havi simen. Apparently Rava holds that even a simen that will be trampled is considered a valid simen. Some have a different version of how Rabba and Rava presented their cases, that namely, it wasn't as a comment on our Mishnah, it was just a standalone comment. Simen also the Daris, Rabba Amar Lav, Simen Rava Amar Avi Simen, that if you have a Simen that will be trampled, that is likely to be trampled upon and therefore ruined, so it's a machlokas, Rabba and Rava, whether it's a Simen or not. My nafkamina, whether you present it as an ukimta in the Mishnah, as a way of taiching up the Mishnah, or you just present it as a standalone machlokas. So in the Sefer Mayana Yachachma, he suggests that according to the second Lashon, we could assume that the reason Rava holds it's Havi Simen is because Minastam, people will not trample on it. They'll pick it up in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. I mean, you walk by and you see an item with a Simen, you don't just step on it, you pick it up in order to do HaShavas Aveda. But in a Makom, that's Mitzuyim Nachrim and Behemos, where it's more likely that there are non-Jews and there are, who don't have a Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, and there are Behemos who obviously don't have a Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda and don't have the Das to do anything with it. So then, maybe Rava would be Moda to Rabba, but according to the first Lashon, you can't say that, because from the fact that he said, oh, the Mishnah must be talking about when there's no Simen, and that's why there was no Hashavas Aveda, why don't you just say that there are Nachum and Behemos, and that's why there's no Hashavas Aveda. So you see that even in a Makom that there are Nachum and Behemos, there still would be Hashavas Aveda, according to Rava, if you say like the first Lashon. So let's try to bring a Raya. Tanan, Krichos B'Rishos Ram Arei L'Shalom B'Rishos Yachid, no Telemachriz. You find Krichos and Rishos Ram, you're allowed to keep it, and Rishos Yachid, you need to announce it. So that's a kasha and rava. Why? Because hechidami idalas bu simen. If there's no simen, versus yachin my makris, what exactly are you going to announce? pronounced when you find it in Rosh Hashiachid. El lav de ispu, must be that it does have a simen. V'katani b'Rosh Hashamarei l'shalo, and even though it has a simen in Rosh Hasharabim, you're allowed to keep it. Alma simen asli l'daris lav a simen tiyuf to derava. So you see that the simen is worthless. That even though it has a simen, you find it in Rosh Hashanah, you can keep it. So that's a tiyufta on Rava. So answers the Gemara, no. Amar lach Rava li'olam de lesbu simen. We're really talking about the Mishnah. We're talking about a case where there is no simen on the krichos, and therefore Birush Sarabim, you're allowed to keep it. Udika amrit. If there was no simen, we were bothered. Birush Hashayachin, my machriz. What are you going to announce when you find the Birush Hashayachin? Machriz makom. You just say, I found an aveda in this place, and wait for someone to come and identify what the aveda is. So you have your machriz, where you found it. V'rabba amar makom la'avi simen. Rabba says that's not enough of a simen, and you can't return it to somebody just because they tell you they lost an aveda in that place. Ditmar makom rabba amar la'avi simen. Rabba amar havi simen. The real machloks rabba and rabba over here is whether makom is considered a valid simen or not. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with yet another raya in this sugya of simen ha'asui li'dareis. Everyone have a wonderful day, an easy fast.